Hello, America. I'm Paul Lewis, proud CEO of the Discovery Channel. On July 26, 2007, our company learned that Bear Grylls, host of our popular outdoor survival show Man vs. Wild, was in fact being disingenuous with his audience. Several complaints have come to our attention that suggest Mr. Grylls has not always been roughing it in the wild as the show suggests. In fact, he's been staying at nearby hotels when the cameras are turned off. The Discovery Channel has sought the most severe punishment regarding Mr. Grylls' conduct, even sought termination. Unfortunately, the guy's got an airtight contract. I'm telling you, there's no getting around that one. So rather than let Mr. Grylls walk with a lucrative settlement, we've elected to keep the cameras rolling at all times and simply change the name of his program from Man vs. Wild to Man vs. Motel. I hope you enjoy the new, more honest programming option here on the Discovery Channel.
Hi, I'm Bear Grylls. I served with the Special Air Service, a Special Forces unit of the British Army. I've also stayed in some of the dingiest motels in the world. I've scaled unclimbable mountains, killed and eaten creatures most people fear just to stay alive. And I've even paid $12.95 to see not another teen movie on pay-per-view. Today I may face my biggest challenge yet, to go from the nightfall-chilled Moab Desert to the Motel 6 in nearby Monticello, Utah, and back to my Moab camping spot before sunrise. This is Man vs. Motel. It's very late, like 11 o'clock or something. Check-in was a dreadful experience, and finding my room based on the clerk's rubbish directions has been even worse. Fortunately, I have my instincts to guide me, in this crude hotel map. The problem is, it's a laminate, and the paper inside has been faded by the sun. But as is often the case in surviving motels, you have to make the best of things. Here's my door. Where's my fucking key? Bollocks. I better not have to go all the way back down the stairs. Here it is. Thank God. For a second there, I thought we were going to have a repeat of the Serengeti when I thought I left my motel key on the bathroom counter at a Zaire McDonald's. Turned out I just dropped it in the hot tub. All right, we're in. And the first thing I need to do is take a shower. My choices here were pretty simple. Bring my own soaps and shampoos from home or use the motel soaps. If it was hotel soaps, my decision would be easy. For in my experience, the gap between hotel soaps and motel soaps, well, it's quite wide. Unfortunately, I forgot my personal shampoo, which means I had no other choice. Of course, you risk split ends doing this, but I wore my pea-soaked shirt on my head all day in the desert, and so I've determined it's worth the risk. The good news is, I've located some moss growing in the bathtub, so at least I know where north is now. If you'll excuse me.
5 minutes later.
Well, I do feel clean and refreshed, but I had that grueling 5 a.m. jeep ride back to the desert to think about, so I need to get some food in me and get it in me now. Food equals energy, and I'm going to need all the energy I can get pretending I'm lost in the desert tomorrow. So here are my choices. I can eat a couple of cockroaches I found beneath my light stand over in the corner, or I can take the 2 quarters that were left on the mantle for the maid staff and go down to the snack machine in the lobby. Or
5 minutes later.
I'm getting really big hungry tomorrow, but I've always wanted to try one of these vibrating beds. I'll be honest, I may have made a mistake making this choice. One that could cause me some valuable energy.
2 minutes later.
Almost midnight. Time to get some sleep. If I don't get at least 5 hours when I'm surviving nature, trust me, I'm no fun to be around. Of course, the key to motel sleeping is constructing your cot. Understand that the comforter is teeming with all sorts of bacteria. If by chance I were to cut myself on a piece of crusty goo left on the blanket by previous users, I could expose myself to all sorts of disease. Best thing to do in this case is to remove the comforter altogether. If I had time, I'd wash the sheets in gasoline. But unfortunately, I don't. So what I've done is brought some logs from some government-protected Joshua trees back in the Moab and a little loose brush. I'm going to lay the logs atop the bed and then the brush atop the logs. I'll sleep on the brush. I'm not worried about a blanket because, unlike Moab, I have a thermostat I can adjust right here in the motel. Of course, the damn thing invariably rattles like a motherfucker all night long, but I'll have to make do. Good night.
The next morning.
Well, I've survived the night and got an early checkout, so we're off to Moab again. Now, I haven't eaten since we stopped at a claim jumper last evening on the way back to the motel. And the continental breakfast apparently isn't displayed until 7 a.m. My compass for a mini muffin right now, though, I'll tell you that. Fortunately, I think I can talk my cameraman into a Carl's Jr. run. Then again, he hates it when people eat in his Jeep. Well, that's the dangers you face when you're trying to survive nature. Wish me luck.